podcast. Doodling.
Someone might attack.
Nice Jaws intro there. We're going for the classics of cinema, a bit of Spielberg.
And it relates to our name.
It does. We do attack.
We're not like a shark.
I would say we're more sloth-like than shark-like. We get there in the end.
Oh, don't you think we've got plenty of bite?
Perhaps. Yeah, really. Like we bite like an old age pensioner.
Quite friendly, drinking our cups of tea.
Yeah, I was going to say.
On a Sunday evening, just after a nice sausage and mash.
And some strawberry meringue ice cream, I do say.
Oh ho. Done much gaming?
Yeah. I actually haven't. I've kind of been on my arse with food poisoning.
Oh yes, tell us more about that.
Well, I went to an established place in...
You don't know it's a pizza.
I'm pretty fucking sure it was a pizza. I went to a well-revered place, if not for its expensive prices, I would dare say a lot of people would eat in this particular establishment a lot more regularly than they do. It's a local business, so I shan't name it. And I went in there, and as I've done several times, I bought a slice of pizza because it's my universal rule when I go to a restaurant or when I go to... somewhere like a pub grub place in the UK, it's just like, well, you look at the menu, and if in doubt of the quality of the food, you either get pizza or you get chili con carne. Because they are the two things least prone to being fucked up.
I haven't encountered pizza in pubs very much.
No, but I mean, like, if you go to like a bakery and there's like weird looking sandwiches, you get a pizza. If you go to a pub grub stuff and then you look down the list and
you're
like...
what you're saying.
It's either, well, you can also
get a sausage roll from a bakery.
Well, it depends on the bakery, doesn't it? Like, if it's Greg's, you get a sausage roll or a steak bake, obviously.
Do they have a slice of pizza at Greg's?
Yeah, they do. I'm pretty sure. Actually,
have you ever tried them?
Yeah, I think I have. The pizza at Greg's is pretty nice from what I remember.
Is it?
The pepperoni is particularly spicy.
Maybe I should try one.
Yeah, it didn't give me the shits either, so that's always good. Well, no, I ate it and then I proceeded to projectile vomit and feel faint for 2 days.
How long after the eating of the pizza?
I would say roughly about 20 minutes, which is
really?
The mark of being ill after something. Yeah.
Doesn't it take a while for it to get through your system usually?
No, apparently the mark of like serious food poisoning is within 20 minutes.
Really?
You will know if you're ill from something.
So something was up with that pizza.
But I ate that and a banana. And
oh, that banana.
I really don't think the banana was the thing that did it somehow. Yeah, so I really played very little this week. I've not even done a biographic this week just
what?
Because I was so ill. Like, I couldn't do it. Like, I was...
Matt, you're usually not too ill to play Game Boy games.
Well, I did play Game Boy games, but I honestly, like, I was so ill up until Friday. I could barely... watch anything because we didn't really have the internet.
Watch
anything. Like, I honestly.
Did it
like,
make you feel sick or it, what?
No, I was just, I couldn't really concentrate.
Okay.
Like, there was moments where I closed my eyes and it felt like I was, like, rolling around. Like, even though I was just sat still,
oh, dear,
it felt
doesn't sound
like
very
I
good
was
at
turning.
All.
Yeah, it wasn't. So I didn't really play a lot of games. One I did play, though, was one I actually forgot to mention that I bought about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Sagia for the Game Boy.
That, I know that.
Yeah, it is. It's a Darius game.
Because I've got it on the Master System.
Yeah, for some reason, Taito decided that when they released Darius, I guess possibly because it sounds like Gradius. I'm sure there's a wonderful Hardcore Gaming 101 article on this, but
I'm
not
sure
read
there
up
is,
on it.
Yeah.
And so as a result, they rebranded it for some reason as Sagia in the West.
It's a funny name, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's really weird though, because this is a Japanese-only Game Boy cart. And it's branded under, like, the Western aesthetic for it. You look surprised.
No, it's all right. You carry on.
It'll come up soon. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So I played it, I put it in, and I was like, oh, well, it's really weird that it's got the Western name. Very, very solid shmup. I know you have clocked on to my fondness of that word. I prefer calling them shumps. Like, I know it's not the correct way to pronounce it, but it just sounds better.
Can I say the other one?
Shmup.
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 Can I say shump?
Shump. Shump's better. Okay. Shump sounds like flump, you know, those.
Shump.
For you American like listeners, that's a soft marshmallowy thing that you would buy from a corner store. Mm. But it's solid. The soundtrack's really good, as you would expect from it's a Darius game.
Difficult, isn't it?
It was pretty difficult, but it's got the nice, hey, you're on a handheld thing of allowing you to continue, which is nice. It realizes that it's not an arcade game that's trying to bleed you of money, which is always a good thing.
It's probably the same in the Matheson version. You start off on a fiery planet.
No, you do not.
Oh, right, so it's different.
It is its own version from what I understand. I could be wrong. Again, there's probably a Hardcore Gaming 101 article on this, which I will probably read before I do it for this week's Biographic, because that's what it's going to be on.
Okay, but, nice.
Very, very solid title. I couldn't fault the music. I actually really wanted to be able to pause the game and just listen to the music, but I couldn't, unfortunately. So, yeah, rather annoying. But it's really good. I actually only bring it up, really, because not only is it only one of the games I've been playing, but I actually won it, and I forgot to mention this to you at the time, for a very reasonable price.
You won it on eBay.
On eBay, yes. I don't tend to buy games off of the old eBay, purely because they end up being very overpriced, especially this kind of title, especially a Japanese-only game that is, for all means, English-friendly. For some reason, all of the text in the game is in English, which strikes me as very odd. It's kind of like Ninja Spirit, which is a IRAM game. Are you looking at prices of this game?
Yeah.
Guess how much I paid for it? Admittedly, it wasn't the box copy, so it wasn't the 90-odd quid you're looking at.
Well, no, it's not quite 90, it's 50.
I paid, I don't know, like, I think it was 40 kroner in total with postage.
Wow, okay. Because so £25 for a cartridge on its own. And you're right, there are copies there going for upwards of £100.
In a box, yes.
In a box, yeah.
But I paid around £4 a bit because it was misnamed. It was called, I can't remember off the top of my head now. Saria or something like that. And I only noticed it because I was just searching through Game Boy listings the end of that day.
Fine, the Mass System version's rare.
Yeah, seems that way. Well,
I got that for
pittance.
Yeah, well, but it's amazing how prices have gone up.
Yes, it is. Especially in Sega is rising at the moment. Yeah.
Sega is rising.
Sega generally seems to be going up in price. I mean, I assume you've been watching the same episodes of like Game Chasers and stuff as I have.
Mm.
And any time they go into a store these days, they're saying like, oh, Genesis, blah, blah. And it's true, the price of Sega games seems to be on the up and up, which is a bit sad because there's a few Sega games I genuinely want now that are kind of starting to go out of the price range I'm willing to pay for them.
Which games are these?
Phantasy Star. Phantasy Star is starting to become like...
On the Mass System?
And on the Mega Drive. It's starting to reach Final Fantasy 6 and 4 prices on the Super Nintendo. Which
I just downloaded Phantasy Star on the
I'm just going to get them on Virtual Console, I think. But I would have liked to have had the physical things. They're one of the few Mega Drive games that I really enjoy.
Or you get that Mega Drive collection for Xbox PS3.
Oh, that's true. I could do. Yeah, they are on that. Actually, I might just do that. Yeah. I think it's probably the better option.
I think they are, aren't they?
There's a lot of things in that collection that I really want. But yeah, because this was mislabeled, it was also mispriced, which is very nice. No one was really bidding on it. So I won it for $4, and I think shipping was pretty much the same. So it ended up being like 40 kroner, which is amazing.
That's a bargain.
I was very happy with it. It's not a Danish deal of the week because it's from Japan, but still. Have you ever won any eBay auctions by like mislabeled games?
I probably have. I've made so many purchases over eBay, I wouldn't be able to tell you off the top of my head, to be honest. But I'm fairly certain I have at some point, at least.
No standout ones? We never picked up like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure called Jar Jar's because of your love of episode one?
Yeah. But looking at my eBay account, I made 715 purchases on eBay in total.
715?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No. I've been a member since the 9th of May 2005.
Shit the bed.
I've bought 715 things.
That's insane. In the last 6 months, I can see that you have 53 positive feedback. Do you know how much positive feedback I've got in the past year?
Go on.
Probably like four, I think.
Really?
One of them is a Virtual Boy, one of them is this, and then I bought two other separate Game Boy games.
Ah, this is a German one. Sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
That's when I bought Alf, the movie, or Alf de Film.
Alf de Film, ah. Detta fantastic.
Ja. That is good.
Yeah. No, to be honest, it's pretty much all I've really played this week, I think. What the fuck? That's a really... Tom's just passed... showed me a...
He didn't pass wind.
He just showed me a eBay feedback from a seller that's got a really weird name, actually, but I won't name him.
The Fairies Bum Things.
Yeah. but the feedback is, a crowded elevator smells different to a midget. Great eBayer.
One day a chicken will cross the road without having his motives questioned.
Oh, right, it's the same person.
Have a pocket full of sunshine.
Oh, great. Okay, so they're just writing nonsense then.
I think so. I can't remember what it is I bought.
That's pretty awesome.
Ah, games.
Oh, I assumed so. Okay, fair enough. What have you been playing?
What have I been playing? Well, I've been playing a couple of games this weekend. The first being, GTA 5, actually. I had an urge to pick it up again. I can't remember why exactly. I think it was the open worldness of Shadow of Mordor made me think, I'd like to try a different open world game.
Yes.
And I remembered I didn't get very far in GTA 5. Last time I tried to play it, I wasn't well myself. I was sick.
Yes.
And I was trying to do, I think the first thing you ever do is Trevor.
Yes, I remember.
Which is shoot a load of people in the trailer park.
That doesn't sound like GTA. Are you sure you're playing the right game?
And I couldn't do it, and I got frustrated with it, and I left GTA 5 quite some time, but I came back to it.
I saw it on your list. I was actually wondering maybe if it was on PlayStation Plus or something then. Maybe there was like an option to upgrade your PS3 copy.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm playing it on PS3. And boy, I'd forgotten how good it looked.
Yes.
Even on PS3.
Yeah, it's one that pushes that console
that
to the limit.
Seriously does. The vistas, the open landscapes, the mountains. When you're flying, you can notice it very well on the mission I did where I was flying a plane. First time you fly a plane in the game as Trevor. It's like the fourth mission you do as Trevor, I think. And very impressive. That game's very smooth. It's a joy to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to pick it up on the PS4.
Why not?
Because anytime I've seen them, they've been around the same price. Mm. And I assume the PS4 one will hold its value because it's a GTA game, so I'm tempted to lean that way. But as we discussed, I'm not going to buy any more games until I've played the ones I've got. So
it's very extreme. I think I've forgotten quite how extreme GTA can be, especially Trevor as a character and the kind of things he does within the story. It's a bit Breaking Bad. He's making crystal meth.
Yes.
Or at least he's getting people to make it for him.
But isn't he nuts, though? Isn't he
He's nuts. He's not with it. No, he's very... It's one where he scrapes the guy's brains off his boot. And he talks to him as he says, "Oh, what is that you're saying?" You know, and he...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a loony.
Okay.
so he's entertaining, at least. But it's sadistic and it's very violent and it's... Whoa. Just reminds you that GTA is a game for adults, and it beggars belief that kids are playing this thing because...
And they are.
It's
I had a very interesting conversation with someone we were working with, and I won't say the person's name, but he was with his kid, and his kid was drawing a lot, as his father does, and I looked at what the kid was drawing and I was like, "Oh, is that a cartoon or something?" Because it was a load of animals.
Okay.
And he goes, "Oh, no." He goes, "It's this thing." He goes, "This game they're all obsessed with in school at the moment. It's Freddy's something." Like, apparently, like.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah. Like, he's like seven? And he's like, "Yeah, apparently, like, I don't know, all these animals and he murders people and makes them into pizza or something." He goes, "I don't know." He goes, "Kids these days." And I was just like, what the fuck?
As a parent, is it not your responsibility to make sure that your child
isn't
exposed to this sort of thing?
That's what they're talking about in school.
You can't stop it at school, you know, I suppose. Like, but
they're obviously watching YouTube Let's Plays, perhaps, of people like the PewDiePies and them people who are playing this game.
I've not played it, but from what I've heard, it's not a game for children.
Well, like, a lot of the plot is kind of hidden within the game. Like, a lot of, like... It's supposedly, if you... The game theory video is to be believed, it's kind of based on the idea of some event that happened in the States at... Shit, what was it called? Chuck E. Cheese. Some guy killed people in Chuck E. Cheese and ended up getting convicted and all this kind of stuff. So it's supposed to be roughly based around that. But all of this is kind of hidden. You have to kind of really read into things to kind of get this idea from it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the plot isn't really that much, like, on the surface, I guess, to a kid, unless you're really reading into it, like, and reading, like, blog posts and stuff, which perhaps the kids are, I don't know. Then I guess the story is you are just a security guard who has to survive in this place for 5 days.
Right.
So I hopefully they're not really picking up on the weird underlying, like, serial killer thing that's in there. But apparently they are, because the person said to me, like, oh, well, apparently he kills them and makes them into pizza.
Yeah.
Something. So, yeah, but they must be.
The Chuck E. Cheese type restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's not quite what happened, so hopefully they haven't read into it.
despite GTA having these adult overtones, it's still a very enjoyable game, of course, you know, in part due to its absurdity and its tongue-in-cheek, albeit very violent, tongue-in-cheek sort of humour. I played a variety of missions. I played one where I was sniping, one where I was flying a plane, one where I was shooting while flying a plane. Or shooting, I was lying on the... On the wing of the plane, shooting things.
Fuck.
Well, on ground, going down a runway.
Okay, that still sounds pretty cool, though.
Or the shootout at a meth lab.
Your meth lab?
Well, the one that Trevor owns. There was a couple of Japanese businessmen who were interested in investing in it, and one guy was off his face on something, and he was very entertaining. He was dancing around for Trevor threw them into a freezer box and forgot about them. It's a lot of fun, but I sometimes do feel guilty about playing these games.
Do you think it's maybe a comment on, like, society's view of GTA? Like, that they've made this character who is, like, the embodiment of all of, like, these organisations in the States. So just like, this will make you violent, this is a really messed up game that, like, they're kind of doing in the Call of Duty way, like, forcing you into something that...
Into a situation.
Yeah, that you perhaps wouldn't...
I think it's so over the top.
Yeah.
The Trevor stuff is. It's just on the right side of taste.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes it
toes the line, yeah.
Yeah, a little. But what's great about GTA 5 is you've got three very different characters, and that adds a lot of variety to the feel of the game. You don't just get bogged down in one character's story, and they're so different that it feels like a different game whenever you play different characters. And of course, they're all interconnected as well, which obviously helps the narrative.
Yeah.
So, great game. Still looks amazing on PS3. If you haven't played it in a while,
then go do that.
Dust it off. Yeah. I like it a lot, but I don't know what next time I'll play it, to be honest.
Okay, fair enough.
For the time being at least, yeah. What have you played? Anything?
I haven't really played anything else.
Other than Saggy?
Saggy. Saggy. You played anything other than Saggy Shmup? No, yeah. I haven't. I purchased a few games. I picked up because I saw a listing for very reasonable prices in Germany of €2 a cart for some quite rare games. I jumped upon the chance to get it.
I've been outbid.
Oh no, Thomas. On Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympics.
Now it's
going to
cost me £15.
So cheap, 2014. I'm sure you can probably buy it on Zavi for cheaper than that, right?
No.
No.
25. Sorry.
Oh.
I totally interrupted you. I apologize.
Yeah, we're live eBaying. We're witnessing Tom's addiction firsthand.
It's not an addiction.
It's not an addiction. I can quit any time I want. Submit bid. No,
I don't think I am.
So I picked up a few cards because they were €2.
Yeah, yeah.
I got BC Kid 2, which is Bonk's Revenge, which is quite a sought-after card. I got Waterworld, which I still haven't had a chance to play.
It's not like that one in The Simpsons, is it? The arcade, the Peanut Bart plays.
I really think it is. I think it's probably that bad. No, kind of what I saw of the gameplay bit kind of reminded me of the underwater levels in Hook, which are probably the more entertaining levels of that game. So maybe it'll be all right.
How much of Waterworld takes place underwater?
Not a lot of it. There I think he bit. Dives at one point. Yeah. But yeah, I think maybe they made the game after that. Oh God, what else was in that lot?
I can't tell you, Matthew.
It's been so long. I've been on my bottom with food poisoning since then. They were the two highlights. There was Iron Man War Machine XO.
That one. That was on Game Boy as well. It's also on the Saturn and the PS1, if I remember.
Yes. So can you imagine how well a 32-bit game scales down to an 8-bit game?
You've played it?
Yes, and it's made by Acclaim.
Yeah.
Probably one of the worst games I've ever played.
Really?
It's really bad.
I'll have to take a look at that.
Really, really bad. I realised today as well, it probably uses the same engine as Batman Forever, which is also made by Acclaim.
Okay.
It's just kind of like really, really basic kind of... Like Batman, you can only tell is Batman because he's in Batman Forever.
Oh, right.
Because
he's
got like 2 pixels pointing out of his head. Yeah. It's just like a blob of a person... And then Iron Man's kind of a blob of a person who can fly. Mm. There's not really a lot of attention to detail in anything that's going on in the game.
Yeah. You have to embrace the format you're developing. If you're going to make a game for Game Boy, make it suitable. Change it for the console.
Yeah. And it, in all fairness, it is one of the latter games for the Game Boy. Yeah. So, like...
There's the Batman game, you know, the one based on a Tim Burton movie, the Game Boy version, from what I know, is very different. It's a shooty game.
It is.
Batman's got a gun, and it's a platformer.
I played it. I played that a little bit this week. That was all right. It's a platformer where you shoot things. It kind of feels a lot like Mega Man, but I don't think the platforming's as good.
No.
I don't think your jump mechanics are really that great.
But I guess compared to some Game Boy games, it's got to be of a certain quality, being Sunsoft at least.
I really don't know. Like, I played a little bit of it and I wasn't really blown away.
So you played worse, I imagine.
I've played much worse. Yeah. Let's get that clear. It's not a bad game.
No.
It's just there was something not right about it from my initial playthrough.
Apart from the fact that Batman was shooting a gun.
Well, I didn't question the fact that Batman was shooting a gun, to be honest with you. That was just a bit weird.
I've never seen Batman fire a gun.
Batman doesn't fire guns because firing guns kills people. I also played, now you've just jogged my memory, I did play a couple of games when I was trying to play games to try and do a biographic. One of them was Disney's Hercules, interactive adventure starring Hercules.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever played the PS1 game?
Yes, I own it. It's good.
It is, isn't it? Mm. The Game Boy game is the worst. Worse than fucking Iron Man XO.
Oh, my.
Like, oh, God, it was so bad. Like, right, so you've got, I think B is to jump, but B does that kind of awful jump that Dirk the Daring does in the shitty home console port of Dragon's Lair, where he takes a second to bend his knees, raise his arms and jumps.
Yeah.
So that's completely fucking useless.
Yeah.
A is you swing your sword, but it's just he kind of raises his arm and his arm's kind of got a point on it. Mm. Hercules doesn't look like the Disney Hercules. Hercules looks more like the Hercules from the TV show. So I actually think this was perhaps... a game originally in development to be a Hercules game.
The live-action TV show.
Yes, and then they made it into a Hercules, the Disney...
Whoa, have you done your research on that? That would be interesting.
No, I haven't. It just looks like it. I just Google a screenshot. It doesn't look like Disney's Hercules. And the Hercules references are kind of tacked on in, like, static screenshots. But the only thing you can really do is, like, you have to jump. You have to kind of... press the directional.
Is this it?
Yes, that's it.
Oh.
See what I mean? Like there's skeletons and he's wearing like a tunic. It doesn't feel like Hercules. There's lots of vine climbing and stuff. It doesn't feel like it's the right game. It's really weird. But like if you go back to screen... Oh, see, because there is one for the Game Boy Color. I'd be very curious to see if that game is the same as this one or very similar at least. That one actually looks better. Like, that one actually looks like, well, that game, Hercules 2.
ROM hack.
I don't know.
Okay, now we need to do some research on
it. Yes, I do, but it's a terrible game.
Are you going to do a boy graphic?
I possibly will.
If you can get through it.
But I couldn't even get through the first level without wanting to just throw it. just seemed shit. It seemed like a really, really bad game.
This is a game we're getting. Glory of Hercules. Japanese.
I've not seen that one, actually. No. I assume it's a JRPG.
Probably.
Anyways.
You don't recommend that one?
No, I definitely do not recommend either Iron Man XO or Hercules. Hercules is a bad, bad game.
Okay.
Yeah. What else have you been buying and playing?
Okay, so I played Lemmings today on the PS3.
I'll try and remember the fourth game. I know I said this four. Carry on.
You may remember last week I was talking about Flockers, which I purchased for PS4.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes is the other game. I haven't played it a year. It's good.
Okay, sounds good. But I didn't go back to Flockers, actually.
Were you flocked off with it?
No, I played it for such a short amount of time. But there was a lot of stuff to think about. There was a lot going on. It was a little bit fast-paced, much faster paced than Lemmings.
Yeah.
In fact, I read something today saying a games journalist was talking about, I think it's about the PS3 version of Lemmings, which I was playing, saying, I don't see this type of game being that popular in the future because it's too slow for modern gamers.
Yeah.
Right? But I embraced the pace of Lemmings this afternoon and had a lovely relaxing time with a few biscuits, a cup of tea, and playing Lemmings on the PS3. It's nice because it's new levels. I think it's based around the PSP version, yet it doesn't seem to repeat the old Lemmings levels. There's different difficulties, you know, like trial, fun, taxing, mayhem, you know, and all this. But so far out of the 15 levels I've played, they've all been brand new, and they've introduced elements such as the teleporter and the clone machine.
Okay. Is that the, do like a Star Trek thing where it like spawns them in a different location? Is it just like a teleporter?
It teleports them to a different place, but you've got to make sure the lemming is walking in the right direction when he hits the teleporter, so he comes out of the other teleporter walking in the right direction, otherwise he might die.
Fall off an edge or
that's something to think about. And they're very cleverly designed levels. I only played through the trials, which would just learn the different lemmings abilities, and then the fun levels, 10 of them, and they got more difficult as it progressed, but immensely satisfying. And I think Team 17 did a really good job at reimagining Lemmings and updating it with that kind of worm style as they did. I noticed also one of the music tracks was incredibly similar to a Daft Punk song. Do you know that one? I'm not humming it very well.
Hang on, stop having another think of the lyrics. We are human after all.
Is it we're human after all?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was so damn close. I was thinking of copyright infringement.
Perhaps.
It was
I saw these the other day. I don't know if you are familiar with them.
Lemmings.
But in Dundee...
yes, the lemming sculptures.
There are lemming
for DMA
sculptures.
Design.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're based there.
Yes. Yeah. They look amazing. I actually really want to go to Dundee and
beautiful.
See them.
Lemmings is an all-time classic.
Believe it or not, I never really played a Lemmings game. Oh. Never had it as a kid. Like, even though we had a Commodore and Amiga and stuff, I never really had it. The first time I've really played a Lemmings game was the one on the Game Boy, actually. Mm. My cousin had it.
Well, I do know, actually, I was reading today a little bit about Lemmings online, and Terry Pratchett was apparently a fan, and he wrote something about... So he took some inspiration from Lemmings when talking about the armies in Discworld, and that they have these different abilities, just like the Lemmings, the same abilities.
Ah, cool.
And he says, yes, he was addicted to the game and deleted it off his computer because he couldn't stop playing it.
Yeah.
Apparently.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, had a great time with that.
There's a very nice book out about Lemmings on all the formats in this.
I've seen a small book about the ports, different ports of Lemmings.
Yeah.
It's very expensive, though, on eBay. And actually, I don't think it would give you any more information in the latest issue of Retro Gamer.
Gamer got a feature on it?
It's Lemmings cover, and it has about the different ports and interviews with the developers and the people who handled the many, many different
ports. Oh, shit, the bed. I think that's last month's Retro Gamer then.
That was the one I saw in Manchester Airport before I left.
Did you read it?
I read all the Lemming stuff.
Oh, Christmas. Damn it. I was going to say, I was hoping you bought it then because I could read a lend.
I can tell you that the Lynx port's very good, but it's hard to get.
Yeah.
It's a little bit rare. The Game Gear port's very good, better than the Game Boy port.
Apparently. I've heard that the Game Gear one is very good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would make sense.
Therefore, the Master System port is like the Game Boy. Yeah. No, it's not the Game Gear port. Whereas the NES port's not that good. Mega Drive one's pretty good.
Yeah.
I assume Super Nintendo is the same as Mega Drive or similar.
Yeah. I also got Lemmings 2 Tribes, I believe the second one is called.
I have that on the Mega Drive.
I have it on the Game Boy.
It's a little bit overwhelming at first because so many new abilities for the Lemmings, and I was turned off by that.
Okay, maybe I need to play Lemmings 1 before I play Lemmings 2 then. That makes sense.
It's much more friendly for a first-time Lemmings player. Recently, I bought Lemmings Touch for the PS Vita, which I've hardly touched. Funny. But I may just be inclined to give that another whirl now.
What, did you use the buttons, or? Instead of touching your Vita. Oh, never mind. Terrible joke. Touchscreen. Yeah, you said Lemmings Touch. I've hardly touched it. I said, what, did you use the buttons, or?
Oh.
I was a bit late off the mark. I was drinking tea. I apologise.
Sorry, Matthew. But it did make me look at other versions of Lemmings that are available, and I was looking at the PS2 version, which is based off Team 17's Lemmings, originally for the PSP, then PS3. But it also features a special iToy mode where you can interact with the Lemmings using the camera.
Oh, wow!
And it's a beautiful idea, and it seems to work really well. I was watching a video about it earlier on YouTube. If
you're stumbling across Lemmings-related things and seeing, you know, like, hey, this is a really cool feature for Lemmings. So you must have stumbled across the Lemmings 2 Super Nintendo one, right? With the Super Scope.
No.
They realised, oh, whoa, that actually looks really nice. You put your hands and stuff there and the Lemmings climb over your hands. Shit, I'm going to have to buy that now. I hate you. I'm going to have to buy an iToy.
It's very funny because in these comments here on YouTube regarding this game, can't wait to get my iToy. I ordered one yesterday. This was posted one year ago.
Shit.
So these younger gamers are getting into
iToy games. I gotta go find an iToy now. Like, I've snapped so many of those in charity shops. What's the bet now? I really want one. I won't be able to fucking find
one. You can fling them as well.
Oh my god, that looks amazing. That looks really cool. Anyone who's listening to this, please check out Lemmings
for the iToy.
I'm going to buy one before I post this podcast so it doesn't shoot up in value.
Oh no, that means don't buy the copy I'm watching on eBay.
Oh no.
Which I'm going to buy now just so Matt doesn't get it.
Ah, where's my phone?
No, here it is. 86 people watching one copy of this game.
Wow, have they not got more copies?
Buy it now. Oh. £7.
Tom Parry, see, you've proven me right. You're addicted to eBay. I was never going to buy
only
it.
So you don't get it.
I was never going to buy it in an iToy, you fool.
I wonder how much you get an iToy for nowadays.
I saw one in a charity shop for 10 kronor the other day. I'm kind of kicking myself now I didn't
buy it. GameStop, they've probably got... I actually got millions of them.
Yeah,
in
I
the
seem
one
so.
In Aarhus. Yeah,
okay, I'll go
Denmark.
There and get one. Yeah.
I was going to quickly mention that I bought other things other than Lemmings for the PS2.
Okay.
I bought Modern Warfare 2. Not Modern Warfare 2. I really bought that last week. I mean Call of Duty 2 for the Xbox 360.
Okay. That's not for the PS2 then. Because I was going to say you bought...
Call of Duty 2, Xbox 360.
Yeah, I thought you bought Call of Duty 2 for the PS2, which is Call of Duty 2... Big Red one.
Oh no, I didn't.
Terrible game.
I bought this because I heard it was fantastic.
Call of Duty 2 is probably my favourite Call of Duty.
Yeah, and I wanted a World War 2. Is it World War 2?
Yes,
I think,
it is.
Shooter. I've been against real world military games.
Yes,
also I'm turning round to them at the minute.
If you have a half decent computer back home that runs like Windows 7 or something, I would very much recommend seeing if you can go on Steam and buy the original Call of Duty, because that is also a cracking game. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty 2, I would say don't play it above regular. I would even say perhaps knock it down to easy. I completed that game on Veteran when the Xbox 360 came out to get the I almost said Platinum achievement, but the 100%. And it's very shitty with autosaves. That's my only qualm with that game. Sometimes you can go into an autosave as a grenade is at your feet if you're playing it on anything above regular difficulty, if you're playing it on hardened or veteran. So just make sure you don't do that. But it's a good game. It's very good. Tom, stop buying things on eBay.
I also, this week, my Danish deal of the week. From the Danish toy store BR, which is, imagine, the Danish version of Toys R Us. In fact, you were telling me that BR owns Toys R Us in Denmark.
Indeed. BR is a force to be reckoned with in Scandinavia, folks, so much so that they actually own... Well, they don't own Toys R Us, but Toys R Us is licensed by BR, because otherwise they wouldn't have been able to get into the country. So,
wow, this trousers.
Indeed.
So I was in BR and I picked up Mario Tennis Open for the 3DS for the bargain price of 50 Danish kroner.
Bargain?
Which is about £5.
It is. That's a good deal.
For those new to the podcast who don't know the conversion.
Yes.
We've bought plenty of games here in Denmark over the years. I also bought South Park for the N64.
It's not very good.
Oh, I know.
Why did you buy it?
Because Gareth said it was all right. This is my friend Gareth.
It is all right. Like, you
it's
know,
not
like,
amazing. I'm not expecting an amazing
your
game.
Your default
here.
Weapon is snowballs, and if you hold
you
down
urinate on them.
The button, you urinate on them, and they do extra damage.
I'm not expecting that. I'm expecting terrible fogging, being in a claim first-person
yes.
It's a curiosity more so than anything, and because I'm pretty into South Park at the minute.
Oh, really?
I've been watching episodes. Of box
shit
sets.
The bed. You need yeah. to watch. You need to play Stick of Truth. You need to watch a lot of South Park, and then you need to play Stick of Truth.
I ordered it a few weeks ago, but I forgot to mention it.
Good.
On the podcast. I got it for about under 15, about £13.
You could have just borrowed it. Well, then again, you were taking 17 years to play it, so fair enough.
Yeah. So, Stick of Truth and South Park for N64. I also picked up South Park Pinball for the PS4.
But that doesn't surprise me, because you were saying you were going to do this the other day.
For the Wii U. Yeah. And now it was £2 on offer on Wii U. And then I missed the deal. I missed the boat. The deal went.
Shit.
And then the deal appeared on PS4. And I thought, well, with those lovely triggers on the PS4 controller, I'll enjoy playing Zen Pinball 2 South Park. But I hate that Zen Pinball 2's menu screen shows you all the things you could have and how empty and barren your version is, because you've only got two South Park tables.
Well, it's not as bad as like Street Fighter. Remember that? Where it's just like, you're just the regular Street Fighter player. You could be like Super Ultra Max 4 by now.
Super Ultra Max 4.
Fucking
that's nice.
Street Fighter.
One game I wanted to pick up but didn't because it's too expensive is Mortal Kombat X.
Yes.
I've heard good things.
I've heard very good things.
I've seen footage and I'm impressed by it. A little bit repulsed by some of the fatalities.
Some of the fatalities are insane.
Especially since reading an article on Kotaku, how they've introduced, you know... father and daughter characters and father
really?
And son characters, and you can perform these really brutal fatalities on your children in game. You know, you can have I think Johnny Cage has a daughter now, and you can rip open her chest and stick your head through and laugh and then also there's one where I think Jax has a kid or something. And what does he do? Pushes the arms into the sockets, so they're like really short. Then he chops the top of the head off, round about the mouth point.
Yeah.
And he stubs out a cigar on the insides of the head, like an ashtray.
Wow.
I think these are the most brutal fatalities.
Do you remember
I've
when like a fatality was like, Reptile used to like, eat throw
skin
pixel.
Off, did that.
Yeah, but there was wasn't there one where he like threw acid on them, or was that it not does, Reptile's fatality?
Yeah, I think Reptile does do that.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like Sub Zero used to like put blue pixels around them, and then he used to punch them, and then those blue pixels used to
fall. You're playing the Super Nintendo version.
No, well, like when he freezes them, I mean, not the crazy green blood or whatever it was in the Super Nintendo. I didn't have the Super Nintendo
well,
version.
Any blood in the Super Nintendo version at all? I have it. No blood.
I never bought the Super Nintendo version. A friend of mine had the PlayStation 1 version, and we used to play that because all of my mates had Mega Drives. So,
but I'm a big fan of fighting games. I think this looks like a great entry into the series. I'm eager to try it, but I'm not going to spend upwards of 50 quid on it.
Yeah.
In Denmark, at least, that's what the going rate for the game is, 50 to 55. And no.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
So... I'll wait
especially as it's a fighting game, and you know, a couple of weeks' time, it's going to plummet in value.
Do you want to look at the new releases?
Or... Let's look at the new releases.
Because there are some exciting games coming out.
Are there really? I knew that there
you
are...
That's coming out in April.
Oh, really?
Mighty Number 9.
Shit.
It's apparently being released in April,
I
according to Eurogamer.
Probably redeem my copy of that, then.
Oh yeah.
I backed it, didn't I? Mm. On Kickstarter.
Wow, okay. So it's
okay, I should really check my emails and see.
Apparently it's on 3DS, PlayStation Vita, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
I'll be getting it on PS4 because I believe it's cross-buy.
Okay, that'd be good. I also heard of another game by the same designer on 3DS at the minute.
Yeah?
He's released something else that looks very similar to Mega Man, actually.
Okay, interesting.
So what else have we got coming up? We've already had Xenoblade Chronicles. It's been released on the 3DS. You interested in that?
I actually saw a pre-owned copy of that in GameStop here in the town we live in, Vila, already, and I kind of laughed because I was like, wow, that came out like last week.
Yeah.
And it's already been cashed in. So I guess someone bought it and then didn't realize that even though it says new 3DS all over the box, so they couldn't play it without a new 3DS.
We're going back a little bit here. That was recently on the 2nd of April. 3rd of April, we had these special editions of Dark Souls 2 was added.
Scholar of the First Sin edition, which is apparently
great
very,
title.
Very tough. They've reworked a lot of the Dark Soul mechanics, and so you can't get into a lot of areas you could. So it kind of makes it a bit easier, but it also makes the game longer, so people are a bit mixed over it.
Mm, apparently it's the best console version of the game.
Yes, so this is what I hear. It's kind of pushing into PC levels.
Now available on PS4 and Xbox One. Pokemon Rumble World came out on the 8th of April for the 3DS. Not really bothered.
I wanted to play it. I also wanted to play I Am Bread, which you were about to
I
say
Am Bread.
Came out on the 9th of April.
I'd not heard of that.
It's one of these ridiculous like Soda Drink a Pro type games.
I Am Bread rises out early access next week. Okay, right. Cool. Yeah. I'll have to investigate that. 14th of April apparently brought us Car Mechanic Simulator 2015.
Woo!
Mortal Kombat on pretty much everything apart from the Wii U and portable consoles. Titan Souls for the PC, which is a downloadable title for PS4 and PS Vita as well.
Yes, what is Titan Soul?
Don't know.
Okay, great.
It's a game that... It's a game.
It looks nice. I can't really tell what it is.
No, though. I can't. We're just looking at the picture. We haven't researched this game prior to the podcast or anything.
It's pixely. It kind of looks
pixely,
a bit
over
Zelda.
The top. Bit of an RPG-ish vibe here.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, maybe I'll check that out.
That's that one.
It's on the PS4 as well.
It is on PS4. What else have we got here? We've got Custom Quest 2 that got released on PS3 and PS4. Was that not already on Xbox 360, I think it was.
Yes, I believe so.
And Operation Abyss New Tokyo Legacy on the 17th of April.
Is that a Japanese?
PlayStation Vita? I assume so. A game called LA Cops, PS4, will be released on the 22nd of April. And Ziggurat,
I hate
PS4.
Bring it to you. You were telling me there were exciting new releases out.
Mighty Number 9 was the one I was...
Mighty Number 9 is one that's actually caught me by surprise that that's out this month. I really, really need to sign into my old email address and redeem it, probably.
And unless you're interested in Tropico 5, there's not much else. Dungeons 2.
So is Mighty Number 9 actually out then, or does it just say April at the moment?
It just says April.
Interesting. Okay. Night Trap Revamped, though, Tom. How did you miss that?
Night Trap Revamped. That was... Last time I saw that, it hadn't hit its Kickstarter goal. I didn't think it was ever going to happen.
Well, it's still there, so maybe it is.
It's
Who
still
knows?
There, but both those games are Kickstarter-funded projects.
Yes, so. They are. God, I hope Mighty Number 9's out this month. I'm really excited for that now. Sweet.
Would you find out if you go on Kickstarter, or would it say if it's got a release date?
Just Google Mighty Number 9 release date, and I'm sure if it is coming out this month, there will be a thing saying Mighty Number 9 release date.
Okay.
Oh, God, I hope I don't get hit by tax. Because I pre-ordered it enough to get an NES-style box.
The game is planned for April. This is on the official... Game is planned for an April 2015 launch, and it'll be released on, as we know, PC... Mac and PS4 and PS3 and Xbox One, Xbox 360, Wii U and PS Vita and Nintendo 3DS. PC version will be sold via Steam, where the retail version will be sold over the digital game download service of each console manufacturer.
I'm going to get a boxing manual, I'm going to get a boxing manual, I'm going to get a boxing manual. I think it's going to be a Famicom one. I can't remember.
That's beautiful, Matthew.
You had the option when you backed it at a certain range, like I did, to either get a physical box, like the Super Nintendo, like the NES box, or you could get it like the Famicom one. I think I voted for the Famicom one because I have Rockman 4 on Famicom.
Night Trap revamped.
I'm actually quite surprised that that's still a thing. But it did say Xbox 360 and PS3. So it never really mentioned next-gen console, so maybe it is a thing.
Okay, I'm just checking this out now.
Because, like, the Kickstarter seemed really shady, from what I remember.
There's little details on this.
Yeah, maybe it's not then. Maybe that's where they penned it in on the Kickstarter and no one at Eurogamers deleted it. Okay, fair enough. Maybe it's not coming out then. God, I hope Mighty Number 9 is, though. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it will be exciting. Yes.
Yes. Okie doke. That brings us to the end of the podcast then, I guess.
As the sun is going down here in Vila, over the Tom and Matt Attack Shack.
Don't let the sun go down on me. That would be inappropriate. You can find us on Twitter at TMAcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TomMattAttack. You can look at us on iTunes. You can go, oh, isn't that a nice podcast? I'm going to give that a listen. And then you click on it. And then when you're there, you can subscribe to it. Also, please give us a cheeky rate while you're at it and tell your friends. You can also listen to this podcast on Stitcher and TomMattAttack.com and also on BlastProcess.com.
It's like a fireside chat, isn't it?
It is.
You can enjoy it with a nice hot chocolate or a cup of tea.
Yes. Not the kind of fireside chat, though, where someone goes, and it was a ghost with a torch, like in American Campfire Stories. It's fine. It's not a scary story, though. I may have just scared people with going, it was a ghost. There wasn't a ghost. It's fine. Breathe.
I think I just shit myself.
I'm sorry, Tom. Let's go get that cleaned up. Until next week, everybody, game on.
Game on.